welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christy Marie and Julie.
And hello, Julie.
Hello, Christy Marie.
Did you enjoy your time off?
We did have. We had 2 weeks off.
Bahamas?
Sure.
Caribbean?
Well, because I do deep meditation and visualizations, I was in the Bahamas in my mind for sure. Felt so good on the beach, you know, in my two-piece.
Warm.
Yeah. You know, sand in the appropriate cracks. You know, I mean, I really, really just figured it out, you know.
You got the visualization,
Dad. I did.
And here it is, 12 below here. Mm-hmm. That's not the wind chill, people. That's the real temperature.
Yeah. We don't go by wind chill.
That's for pussies. Do you want me to say that word again?
No, you're fine. No, please don't. We got you. It's sad because we've had snow on the ground for the whole year. I mean, the whole winter months.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's been a bad winter.
No.
I mean, we're in a cold
overall spell
now. But the snow never melted. And so we're to the point now where my poor little doggy, who likes to take his little do business in the culverts or in the ditches.
Do business number two.
He likes to run away from me and do business.
Private. He wants privacy.
He wants a little privacy, right? Mm-hmm. Not some of these other dogs who just crap in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
But he can't find a place to put his bun. I can't squat. I'm touching snow. And so I've kind of, you know, shoveled a little area behind our backyard that he can kind of figure out. And you know, what you do for your dogs. We love our dogs. And thank God I only have one. I mean, if I had more than one, I don't know if I could handle it. I mean, you do, because once you decide to have one,
it's
more.
It's like children.
Yeah. The moment you decide, it's already there, and you have enough love and care to take care of him.
Even though he's like $200 a month plus.
Yeah, he's a
car payment.
Yeah.
Not a Mercedes, but...
No.
But
Well, depending on how old the Mercedes. You know, exactly.
Right.
You know, so, he's... I try to extract at least $200 of entertainment and love from him every month.
I was listening. I have a question for you.
Oh, good. I like questions.
I'm going to pose something. Mm. So I was listening to a Christian channel last night.
Okay.
Which I kind of love to do. I'm not adverse to it.
I don't think – I agree. We are the family that listens to Christian stuff.
Dan Savage.
And Dan Savage.
Yeah.
And Sam Harris. We have our atheists and our full-fledged faith-on believers.
Right.
And that's how I like to roll.
Yeah.
And I don't find it contradictory.
No.
I find it a full
entertaining.
Life.
Entertaining. A full life, right.
Full life and entertaining, yep.
Oops. I'm sorry about that. I just dropped my mic, people.
I think we're still good. We're good.
We're all good?
We're all good.
Okay, good. So I was listening last night.
Okay.
And they were talking about prosperity.
Mm.
Their preacher was, and talking about how in the Bible it just says, you know, you must believe it and see it in your mind before it actually appears.
Right.
And he was talking about one of his pastor friend's wife.
Mm.
And they had gone out they were vacationing together, and they were on his speedboat. And the wife said, you know, I want a Bentley.
Mm.
I want a white convertible Bentley.
Mm, I would
and
want
so
one of those
we
too.
we heard that, and she said that, and so we all sort of visualized for her and saw it, prayed for it for her, and she said one day she went to this website where she always goes and looks at Bentleys, which are traditionally $200,000 cars.
Right,
she says
right,
and she finds one. It's a Bentley. It's white.
Mm.
It's a convertible.
Mm.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
Mm.
And so she calls up immediately to go see it. It's pretty close by.
Yeah.
They go see it. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And they only want $40,000 for it.
I love it.
And she paid it right then and there cash.
Yeah.
And it took her 2 years to get this Bentley, this white convertible Bentley that she wanted. It was 2 years in the making.
Oh, 2 years in the making. Got it. I love it. Okay, cool.
But I'm just saying, okay, I find all that fascinating.
Yes. Right?
That's cool. I'm not disagreeing with that. However, if you're a pastor's wife.
Yes.
And, you know, you're driving around town, going to the Kroger, you know, going to the post office in your white convertible Bentley.
Yeah.
Is that the attitude Is that what you want to portray to your town, yes, to your parishioners, to your would-be parishioners? What does it say?
Well, it's very interesting.
Because every time if I was out and about,
yeah,
oot and a boot, as my Canadian friends would
oot
say.
Oot and a boot, yes.
And I saw my pastor's wife, mm-hmm, in her Bentley.
Yes.
White Bentley convertible.
Right.
You know, and I'm trying to find, you know, the things for my Swiffer.
Right.
You know. I'm not sure how I feel. I'm not sure I go, oh, yay.
You're not sure, yay, if you're thinking in the background, is my tithe going to pay for that Bentley?
Just wondering.
Because I'm not sure if I want that my tithe to go to paying for your Bentley. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, too. Now, they're getting a lot smarter. Because,
yes,
if you are tithing, you check a box to say where you want your tithe to go.
Yes,
and possibly that is maybe under A, B, C, or D.
Right.
Maybe E is Marilyn's Bentley.
Yes, you know? E is operating costs.
Maintenance for my wife.
Maintenance for my wife.
She gets her eyebrows threaded.
Yes.
She gets the Botox once a month.
She
gets the fillers.
It's interesting because we listen to some of the same preacher dudes on – and we vary. Like, there's one guy, Shepherd's Chapel. It's just a guy talking about the Bible, answering questions. He's been dead for years.
Yeah.
And I just love the fact that he's got so many hours of him answering questions.
Yeah.
And I love it because I've done such a deep dive in other spiritual aspects.
Right.
When he talks about different ages, he talks about, you know, like the period of time, I'm like, I'm all in, dude.
Yeah.
So I dig the fact that he's just not this, you know, thing.
Also, he owns that station.
He owns that station.
That satellite. And I don't know how he must have enough money that keeps making money.
Right.
That is just, like you said, he's been dead. I don't know. His son takes over and his son's not dead.
No.
But they just read the Bible.
Yeah. Talk about it. Answer questions.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because, I mean, I cut them a little slack because I know, you know.
I do too.
It's not current.
Right.
So there are times I'm like, oh, I think if you would have answered that question today, you would have rephrased
They're not as woke.
As
they might be.
But I don't think they're I don't think they're anti-woke
no,
either.
No.
I feel because I'm progressive. I'm not woke.
No.
Because
I'm
not.
You're progressive, but you're not woke, honey.
Because I don't believe in canceling anybody. Because I think we let the light shine.
Right.
What's the Carl Jung phrase or thing?
Let the light shine on the darkness.
That the path to ascension is not always focusing on what the light is, but to bring the darkness out and to shine light on that.
Right.
However, that's difficult to do and people don't want to do it.
That's right.
And so you're like, I'm paraphrasing. Very close to that quote.
That's right.
And so Saturday Night Live said, hey, you know, they were doing a skit about, and they brought out McKinnon. What's her name?
Kate McKinnon?
Yes. She comes out as herself, but she's interviewing people. Mm-hmm. And she's like, what's broken or what really works? And and she said, does the stock market work? And it's like, hey, I thought the stock market was supposed to work, but we had GameStop at $465
right.
a share for no reason,
right.
You know? And then they brought up Twitter and Facebook, and they said, you've been closing people's accounts down. Has that worked? And they go, well, no, it just pushed them further into the dark web.
Right.
That's right. That's where their thoughts can just fester.
They got those other people those other platforms that are like crazy.
And would love it. Like, come here.
Come here.
Talk this stuff. So
I've had people that are interested in buying some URLs that I have.
Yeah.
That only want to meet me on that dark web area.
And
I just
why?
Don't go there.
No. If you want to buy it through GoDaddy and be good. Be
exactly.
done with it.
Exactly.
You know, let it be a good connection and so forth.
Right.
So, that's weird. It's all weird, isn't it? But you were talking about, what were we talking about before? Oh, you said, how do I feel about my preacher wife driving around in Bentley?
Yeah.
Honestly, I know what they tell me. They tell me that you want to be head of a parish that believes in prosperity,
right?
And that I would also make sure, damn sure, that the congregation knew how much it was paid for.
Right.
So that would be like the story you tell everybody.
Right. I've been saving for 2 years.
And I got it for 40 grand. Like, oh, okay, 40 grand, that's not bad for a bed. That's good. Okay.
Yeah. I paid 30 for my Kia.
Okay, we can deal with 40. Yeah. But otherwise, yeah, I'd have a problem with it. I'd have a huge problem with it. Because,
but even if you paid 30, let's say that.
Yeah.
Just drive. I don't know what town it is. Maybe there's like 80 million white convertible Bentleys there. But if you're in if you're in Dixon, Illinois, and you're driving around in a white convertible Bentley, people are going to be looking at
Hell
it.
Yes.
They're going to be wondering and looking.
Yeah, because if you're in L.A., a Bentley's a dime a dozen.
Right.
You know, we're getting more and more Teslas, but even then, those are kind of like, oh, a Tesla, you know, lovely. But, you know, you ride driving around a Bentley in this area, we're looking, and we're thinking, and we're judging. Yeah. Sorry, I'm looking and I'm judging.
Yeah.
It's like, how do you go to Walmart and not be afraid to get your car scratched?
Right, exactly.
I mean, I just don't want to worry about
those things.
The
Bentley doesn't go to Walmart.
It doesn't?
It doesn't know how to turn in there.
It refuses.
It does.
It says, no.
We can't do it.
And then
it talks to you. Sorry, we don't turn there.
And also reminds you, it's like, and you are still in your night pajamas, and you're not going to Walmart.
That's right.
I'm sorry. You're in a Bentley now, bitch. Get up to it.
Work
your way up to this.
That's right.
So, yeah, I say no. I think.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Also, it's my judginess of the. And I've been really trying hard to work on my judginess.
Right.
Because I do judge.
I do. I want to. And you don't even notice that you
I
judge.
I do. And I'm like, I see Bentley, I see pretentious bitch.
Yeah.
I'm like, who do you think
I
you are?
I see. Who was the housewife from Beverly Hills? The one you met?
Oh, Lisa Vanderpump.
I see Lisa Vanderpump.
And she's got a new show coming out, by the way.
What?
I just can't. Yes. And it's just her inviting friends over for lunch.
And they just talk?
They just talk. And they're like, Joel McHale is invited. And of course, Joel McHale. He does everything. He does everything, which I love.
I love Joel.
You know.
Wow.
Yeah. So I say no with the Bentley. I say you may want a Bentley.
Yeah.
But if you did get a Bentley and you want to drive it around, you're probably only driving it around when you can, you know, like the way we drive our MG.
I kind of want a white Volkswagen convertible. That's what I want.
Yes. Do you really want a bug? You want a bug, don't you?
I want a bug.
They're just so impractical. They have no back seat.
Yeah.
But what about a white? I don't know if Passats make white, but a white Passat convertible. Because I'm telling you, those back seats are great. And then we can all go as a family.
I'm not buying I didn't want to buy a car for a back seat. You want one for, I think me and you could.
No, not all three of us. Okay. But it's a thing. Okay. I get you. You used to like the convertible Murano.
I did.
And they're probably coming down in price again. Yeah. So the longer we hold out on it.
But they don't have like the cuteness factor. I want something that has a cute factor.
Yeah. You like your MG, but it's getting to the point where like it's
too low.
It's too low.
Yeah.
We're getting too old.
Too old and too low. I can't even get it on the down low.
And you're just thinking, do I want to struggle this month to get into my vehicle?
No.
I know. It's terrible.
And even though we might look cool in it, all Norm has to do is try to get out of it. And that coolness factor is gone in a heartbeat.
Yeah. I mean, and that's exactly right.
He could put his Ray-Bans on, his cool jeans.
Yeah.
Look real cool with his baseball cap.
Exactly.
And then, but then struggle to go,
it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Can't do it.
Yeah. So, you were talking about the cancel culture a little bit.
Yeah.
And you were sad. When did that start? Because it's really prominent now. I was just reading somewhere, there's an actress on the, Mandalorian?
Oh, Mandalorian.
She's
on Disney Channel.
Yeah, she's like the female assassin. I just started watching it, unfortunately. So,
meaning yay or nay?
I like it. Okay. Baby Yoda is adorable. She's adorable. And Pedro Pablo, is that his name?
Don't know.
Pedro?
Look for Pedro?
Yes. He is... he is the Mandalorian, which I don't understand because he's the actor that played the nemesis in Wonder Woman 1984.
Okay.
Okay, the rich guy.
Yeah.
He's the Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
But his voice doesn't match up. And he never takes his helmet off. But I'm just like,
what's the point?
Well, yeah, exactly. But
you might as well get just Joe down the street.
Right. And supposedly she has said some conservative things, or I don't know, but she's been quote unquote canceled, kind of, or like, you know, people are attacking her and so forth.
The Mandalorian?
No, the girl, you wouldn't know her because you didn't see any of these episodes. No. So there's, but she's a character in there.
Got it. And so she said something bad.
I don't even know. I'm trying to figure out where she sent it. I should have it up on my screen,
but then she got canceled. Did Disney cancel her then?
I gotta find. I don't want to say anything that's not true, Mama. Mm. But you know, I don't know what to say. Mm. I don't know what to say. Sorry, girlfriend. Mm. I'm trying to get there, but I can't.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, here's what the first time you were telling me about going back further, but I first remember like in the 80s, and I remember the Moral Majority. And that's what they were calling themselves. And it was a Christian organization. And they would go and talk to sponsors who had ads in shows that they didn't like Will and Grace or anything that was whatever they considered immoral. And so that's what so some of the sponsors acquiesced to them.
Oh,
and
right.
Pulled their ads
right.
from these shows. So I thought, well, that's, you know, that's the first time I kind of really saw it in play. But you were just saying to me like, well, Mom, they did it with book burnings.
Yeah.
You know, that things like that.
Yeah.
But now.
Witch burnings at the stake, they were all canceled.
Canceled.
You've been cute, and my husband looked at you wrong, and you're a witch because you didn't. We're burning you. Canceled.
I know. And so now it's just you can do anything, or they can pull anything. Whoever they is, the extremes look alike to me.
Right.
You know.
Okay, I've got her why she's being canceled. And right now they're saying that they have Lucas has no Lucasfilm Studios have no thoughts of hiring her in the future. Like they've done all of the work they needed to do with her and they don't have any plans of hiring. They haven't canceled her per se, but
they don't have to rehire her.
Right, they're not, her storyline is done.
Oh.
So I guess she has talked about Jews inappropriately.
Oh my God.
Now, the actor, I'm just going to read a couple because I'm trying to.
I would like to know what she said.
Okay. Carano fell under heavy criticism after she posted that. Now, this could be out of, you know, out of text, right. Context, because it's just Jews were beaten in the streets, not by Nazi soldiers, but by their neighbors, even by children who were Nazis. So she's saying Nazis were only soldiers and they didn't beat the Jews. Their neighbors beat the Jews. Even the children were beating the Jews. Okay. The actor continued to say, because history is edited, most people today don't realize that to get to the point where Nazi soldiers could easily round up thousands of Jews, the government first made their own neighbors hate them simply by being Jews. How is that any different from hating someone for their political views?
What?
Oh, that, so I get what she's trying to say here. Karana, who played the recurring character Cara Dune on the Star Wars.
And she got canceled?
Yep, posted, but it was widely shared online, spurred the Fire Gina Carano hashtag a trend. Ah! Interesting.
Oy vey.
Oy vey. See, she's trying.
We just said something Jewish.
You said something Jewish.
You said something.
What did I say?
Oy vey.
You said oy vey.
And then you repeated it.
Oh, I did? Well, yeah. That's just wrong of me. That's just
scaredy cat.
I am. I do say oy vey a lot. I think they would have no problem. I think Jews would have no problem with it. The Jews that I know would have a problem with it. You know what? It's very interesting because if you read the whole thing.
Yeah. I got to read because I don't hear anything wrong in it.
How is that any different from hating someone for their political views? And see, they're not saying, she's not saying that, you know, hating Democrats or hating Republicans or being conservative, hating right. liberals, because we have a Republican congressman that we like.
We love him.
And he talks about how he has he's getting hate mail
right.
from his party.
From his father.
From his father's friends.
Yeah.
Because he's anti-Trump.
Well, he's He was anti the insurrection.
Yes.
And he felt that Trump did participate in that, inciting the.
Yes.
And he held his ground. It's Representative
Adam
Kinzinger.
Yeah, he held his ground. Yeah.
And he's still not. And he said, even if I lose my seat or whatever, I cannot stop and say this was wrong.
Right.
I see this as wrong. And he's been censured by all the little counties around him that is in his district.
He has?
Yeah. They've censured him.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but I've read it in the paper that the censure. You've been censured.
Okay, well, I gotta look that up because
look it up
because I
and he said you know that's and he goes that's fine. I'm just willing to take it because I know that I am doing the right thing.
Well, see, that's the thing. When he was in Congress, when Trump was with him,
yeah.
There were times I'm like, he's taking the Kool-Aid. Yeah. I'm just like, I just want a guy. Because I truly believe that we move forward no matter who's in office.
Right.
And I don't want to be attached too much to it no matter what.
Right.
But I want a good person.
Right.
I want a good person who's not literally, you know, texting women about eating their toes. You know, or grabbing
or branding
people,
them.
Branding them. Or grabbing women by the pussy, you know.
Yeah.
All those things. I want a good, I want a good ethical man. He's been in service. I mean, he's been in the armed services.
Right.
Kinzinger, right? Yeah.
Looking it up.
I am.
Look up censure, look at his name and then censure. And the little counties around us.
Spell censure again?
C-E-N.
Yep.
S-U-R-E. That's how they, not censored, but censured.
I don't need the job. I enjoy doing it.
That's what he said.
Adam Kinzinger at total peace if he loses re-election after speaking out against GOP.
Yeah.
Oh, good
for
him.
I am totally at peace to vote for him.
Oh, Kinzinger slapped by censure by Illinois GOP. Well, how dare you guys?
I know.
Oh,
old white guys.
Yeah. Illinois Republican Party has moved to condemn Kinzinger, but that could change depending on who was elected its new chair on Saturday. Okay, hope it does, chair. Mm-hmm. Okay. He got his first formal rebuke late Wednesday from Republican officials in his district for voting to impeach former President Donald Trump.
And first in his district and then other counties. And
passed a resolution censoring the GOP congressman for taking actions contrary to the values of the party.
Yeah.
What values of the party?
Yeah, I agree.
What did he do?
I know.
What value? I mean, this is what I don't understand about the Republican Party right now.
I don't either.
I mean, they really are saying, I don't care about Trump anymore. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah.
And I also don't care about
at peace. Go play golf.
Yeah.
Go work your brand.
Yeah. I should ask.
It was just so interesting. And just speaking about this, I heard on, I don't know the news, but they were just talking about, you know, he has that Trump hotel in Washington, D.C. And he said, usually the rooms go between $500 and $1,000 a night. He said, but the night of January 5th, you know, for the January 6th day, the rooms were like $8,500 a night. It was as if they knew that there was going to be a big crowd wanting to go there. And, well, why not jack the rates
up? Why not jack
up?
The rooms up
yeah.
for your people?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? That just seems wonderful. God. This is a problem about talking about politics, though. Because when I read Gina Carano's whole thing.
Yeah.
And I don't even know her views. The truth is she could be a progressive. She could be a conservative.
I have no idea.
The idea of people hating each other, like hating your neighbor.
Yeah.
I was listening to John Williams and a woman called up and saying, my neighbor is such a blank. I'm not even going to say it. Blank, blank, blank. And he has my key to my house because I trusted him. But because of his beliefs now, I can't trust him.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Had my locks changed.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm so sorry you feel this way. Have your locks changed. Right. But on the other hand, why do we care what our neighbor believes politically?
Yeah, right.
Unless it is. I politically believe it is okay for me to eat your toes and to brand you without permission. Without permission. Then I say we could all judge together that is unacceptable by society, societal norms.
Yeah, but as if we are we progressing as we
in
progress
that direction.
In that direction, does that become less and less? But for now.
For now.
For now.
So I say we should see. And here's the thing: I feel this is a problem. Is that listen? We're not big enough. No one cares about us. Like cancel. If we had
if somebody canceled us, we were like, what?
What? I'd be like, oh my god! Someone thought that they could. They should.
How cool is that?
How cool is that? That's awesome. I go. We should start.
Then we could start. Then finally,
we start. We'd have likes. Some.
Yes. Yeah. We'd been canceled. Well, come on. We love you.
We love you.
Here,
we're willing to cause a little disruptive here.
Yeah.
That's awesome. But what was I going to say? So, yeah, it is hard for me because people hate each other for different reasons now. Yeah. And it doesn't make any sense
and
to me.
And it's okay to hate for some reason.
I don't understand. Really, all I want from my neighbor is to, from the hours between, 11, 10 and 7 on weekdays, midnight and 4 on weekends, to be
That's
quiet.
Cool.
And to keep your yard mowed.
Yeah.
I don't even care.
Tell me about this
flowers.
Okay, yeah.
Just mowed. And I'll give you even a couple of weeks because we do, sometimes in the summertime it gets warm. You don't even have to do it every week. But in general, keep your lawn mowed for the most part.
So, okay, I got two questions to charge. So 3 days ago you came in and you were upset because of Elliot taking him for his 7 a.m. walk.
Yes.
And tell the listeners what happened.
Okay. Oh, I'm shamed by this, though. Okay. So I'm walking the dog, and he's dumb.
Everybody knows Elliot.
He's so I can take my dog,
he's not
Elliot,
a good boy.
And walk him into the pet store, walk around, no issues, no barking at people. I can take him for a walk in downtown Dixon, Oregon, and walk around, no issues for the most part. But if I walk him through our area, and I have to be careful because if he sees another walker or another dog or a car, he goes apeshit ballistic and starts barking.
Territorial or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And so, because we live in a community where the roads are icy, I mean, we have a plow, but they don't, their goal is to get us out of the complex, but their goal is not to have.
Their goal is to do it in the least amount of work as possible.
Yes, exactly. So I'm trying to stand.
Kind of like you in fifth grade.
Exactly. Thank you. I'm walking the dog. So I saw him turn and I go, oh, he's turning the other way. So I have time to walk him. And then he comes back down my street as I'm walking Elliot around. And I'm like, he catches me off guard. Mm-hmm. And I said, are you coming this way? He goes, yeah. I go, just come. I'll stand here and hold my dog. And Elliot's literally going apeshit. Ruff, 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 jumping. And I'm just like, and I go, listen, I'm not going to walk because I'm afraid. I don't want to fall. This road is icy. He's okay. He's not going to hurt you. I got him tied. Just walk by me with your dog and walk. Mm-hmm. He goes, oh, your dog makes me, I really feel threatened by your dog.
Mm-hmm.
I go, you feel threatened by my little dog who, he's
tied up.
He's 40
right now.
Pounds. Yeah. I'm not saying he couldn't do some damage.
Right.
But it's not like he's going to bite your face off. You're 6 feet two.
Right.
And I just thought, I was really, but I held it because I'm like, I get it. There are people who have experiences that I'm not aware of. He may have been attacked or mauled by a dog.
Or he has a dog too, right?
He has a dog. Right. He has a little dog. And that dog was like looking at my dog like, dude, chill the fuck out, And I'm like, yes. And it's not like we haven't tried other things to mediate or remedy this behavior.
Right.
We have. We have now officially become rescue dogs for our dog.
Right.
Rescue owners.
Yeah.
Because he could be put down because he just has these little weird behaviors.
We need to say that from now on.
Yeah.
He's a rescue dog.
Oh, I'm going to start doing it. Thank you.
Yeah.
He's a rescue dog. He had a difficult upbringing.
Yeah.
If
you only knew the horrors of his upbringing.
Yes. He went to doggy daycare every day. He saw horrors no dog should see there, Got kicked out of doggy daycare.
I know.
We did everything right.
Then
we went to
puppy learning, got kicked out of there.
Yeah, he's just, ugh.
We rescued him.
I know. I want Caesar to come and rehabilitate me and train. Was he? No, he trains the owners and rehabilitates the dogs.
Yeah,
something like that.
That's Caesar.
I'm all for that for me. So, but he walks by, and I was like, I didn't get aggressive with him. I wanted to be like, dude, man up.
No.
I can't say that nowadays.
No.
I wouldn't.
Right.
And I said, I'm so sorry that you feel that way. I try to make sure that he doesn't do this, But I actually, at that moment, I had only one goal, not to fucking fall. mm-hmm. because the road is ice, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to go on. You know, I'm just like,
he but can- also too. Elliot has a reputation.
Yeah.
Why come by our house?
Because they're being aggressive. I agree. House is pretty.
It's passive aggressive.
And it's and also you want to see pretty things when you walk. And also we've done our best to not have him be out all the time. Like today he was walking and this guy who walks the black lab has a new dog. It's a white fluffy dog. The black lab is off chain mm-hmm. all the time,
which is against our rules, but who but at this point
I don't
who
feel
cares?
Threatened by him.
No,
I don't feel threatened, but he no. could turn
right.
The black dog could turn, I guess,
after 20 years.
Yeah, I'm like but I mean, but the white dog, the guy knows he can't trust mm-hmm. and he saw my dog first and started barking at my dog. The white dog started mm. the yeah, so he's the wow white dog's bad. You know, but I had this overwhelming shame come over me, right?
Right.
Because I want to be a good neighbor.
Right.
And then I thought to myself, for the 3 minutes, not even, I bet this encounter was a 1 minute.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
If he just would have continued walking.
Right.
You know, we have a reputation of a bad dog. I get you. Yeah. He's not off leash ever.
Well, you know, you make a good point because we, even though we live in a very rural area, we don't have close neighbors.
No, we don't.
But we do have what you would call neighbors, even though they're like not close.
Like if you look outside our window,
you can't see a house.
You don't see a house.
Right. But anyway, so, but down our street, for example, a couple of years ago, an older couple moved in. I guess this house is about two houses down, but at least mm-hmm. a big long block away.
Right.
But they moved from Tennessee or Arkansas.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw it on their plates.
Right.
And they came in and they have, this is a Southern thing where they have like a living room on their porch, mm-hmm. like you put a sofa out there,
yeah,
and they put like lots of odd things in their yard,
right,
and then they have their boat in their yard, they have their camper in their yard, they have their truck in their yard, and he feeds the deer, so
right.
he's got big salt licks, things like that. I mean, it's a funky looking yard, but
right.
there's sort of a method to the chaos.
Right, okay.
And so, and he's friendly, and we know them now.
Yeah.
So, and they keep their yard up, but in that way.
Yes,
they
exactly.
They keep their yard up, in that way.
Right.
Now, across the street, there was a man there that he called him the walking dude.
Yeah.
And every day he would walk for 2 hours.
Yeah.
He just would be friendly, but he would have a handkerchief and a bottle of water, and he'd walk for hours.
2 hours, yeah.
His house always looked neat,
mm-hmm.
manicured,
yeah,
everything. Now, over the course of 2 or 3 months, there's 3 or 4 different kind of cars there.
Yeah.
There's just things out in the snow.
Yeah.
The garage door is always halfway closed.
Which I never understand. And that's just not me. I don't get it.
We don't know what happened there.
Yeah.
And so this concerns us.
Yeah.
Because we feel like,
did he sell his house?
Are you okay? We never saw a for sale sign.
No, we never saw a for sale sign.
And we knew that he lived with his mom, and we knew she passed away.
Yeah.
This was years and years
yeah.
ago. So he was by himself. But now we see evidences of a woman
and kids.
But also kids.
Yeah.
And not just young kids, but like crappy teenage kids, you know, those kind of kids.
We all go through the crappy teenage stage. We get it.
But his yard mm-hmm. is not like we would like it to be. It doesn't reflect the neighborhood now.
Right. Well, it's
in
interesting.
Disarray.
There, and you hate to judge, but like we have one
but
neighbor.
But it's a neighborhood.
It's a neighborhood.
And we try, I think everybody tries
yeah.
to maintain that.
And like I remember one time you were driving near our house, or you went in the, we went into the, you go into our backyard a certain way all the time.
Right.
And then this time we took a different route through it with our golf cart, and you said, and we have a little secret hiding corner in our backyard. No one can see it. And then you drove by and you saw it. And you're like, what the hell does this corner look like this for? I go, why does your father have all his trucking stuff up against this corner? That I go, no one can see it. I go, no one can see it. I just saw it. I had to drive around the house and this my golf cart this way. And I saw it. I'm like, we got to fix that.
Yeah. Whoa.
So we had, you know, you gotta look through at your own stuff through different views, right?
That's right.
And we do have one neighbor who is, you know, I'm not judging neighbors. Don't know him. And it's funny because they have a nice, we live in a moderate complex, I would think. You know, they have a nice moderate ranch.
Right.
Fine. And I don't want, I'm not judging, but they have this huge fountain. I am not joking. They built a concrete pad for their fountain, and their fountain, I am not joking, is taller than their house.
10, 12 feet? I don't
It is taller than their house. Yeah. They may have an eagle on top of the top of
something,
them.
Something huge.
Which is funny, because you have a pineapple on top of your moderate fountain, which Dad hates, by the way. He hates the fountain. Just to let you know.
He does?
Oh, not big time. Just little time.
Really?
Because he never...
I am so proud of that fountain.
It's only because...
it was like an $800 fountain, and I waited, and I waited, and I waited, and that the put first...
it, you had
first,
faith for your fountain?
Got in there, and it was like $200 done.
You're like, I got it.
It's beautiful, yeah.
I know. That fountain is your Bentley story.
Yeah.
For sure. No, he doesn't hate it. He just, there are times he feels like he doesn't keep up with it enough.
He doesn't.
Yes.
And he doesn't do anything.
I know he doesn't. But the so in the front house,
don't
they
get me going, girl.
I know. They have a huge fountain.
Yeah.
But in the backyard.
Yes.
That you can see.
They have three junk cars.
Yeah, just. Literally right there.
Right there.
You know.
It looks like a junkyard.
Yeah. And you're just like, what's going on now? Yeah.
Take your fountain down. Get rid of your junk cars.
Or how about this? Yeah. What are you? Are you a fountain loving person or are you a junkyard?
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's like you don't have a match.
Yeah. I know.
I don't know. I'm not judging.
It's frustrating.
I'm not judging. But
I'll tell you who bugs me. Of all the ones.
Tell me.
You know what? There's so many in the complex. But it's the people that have like 10 cars.
Yes.
And then they have the box trucks.
Yes.
They obviously have a delivery business.
Yes.
And so they have two box trucks. Yeah, we love, of course. They have two box trucks and two trucks that have that pull.
But they
literally
need another parking lot.
Yeah. Well, they have like three lots.
Yes.
That they own.
They do.
But they've made one lot a parking lot.
Yeah.
And I think maybe the subdivision has like looked the other way because of COVID.
Right.
They probably go, oh my God.
Everybody's home now.
Everybody's got to be home. And this is all the. And so maybe they look the other way. But those are the ones I hate the most.
You hate her.
I mean, I don't hate it.
I know. And we're not
always say this. Don't go buy that house.
And honestly, I know that we have a Nextdoor. People are on Nextdoor apps, you know.
No, I don't know that.
Yeah, you do. It's a Facebook thing where communities get together and they're on a certain Facebook page. It's called Nextdoor.
Yeah.
People talk about it.
Do they talk about Elliot?
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
I don't want to go on there for that reason.
Yeah.
Susan says she's not part of it because they all bitch about the, you know.
About Susan.
The water utility. Like we pay too high a water bill.
Oh,
like,
yeah, we do.
You know, we do. But I don't want to complain about it. No. I don't really care that
then
much.
Then leave.
Yeah.
That's what America is at this point.
Guess what? Leave. But I still don't understand. I don't understand where she says, how is that any different from paying someone for their political views? You know, like, don't hate your neighbor for their political views.
Right.
She's not saying anything else, mm-hmm. I guess. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, okay, first off, I'm thinking she's saying that at some point it will be okay for us to kill each other mm-hmm. because of our disagreeing political views.
Right.
That's the leap she's trying to make.
Yeah.
And I think where she went wrong is that you don't talk about
Jews.
Holocaust.
Way.
Don't talk about it at all.
Right.
I mean, there's just off-topic topics mm-hmm. that unless you're doing a historical dive on, you can't get right mm-hmm. and you're not going to be able to get right. Mm-hmm. And people that are trying to cancel you, I'm sure are not getting right because they weren't taught it in mm-hmm. school. I mean, literally, mm-hmm. I don't know how long ago it's been for me. And I'm still trying to read about World War II and, mm-hmm. and it's messed up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And it's sad and it's depressing.
Right.
And when's the last time we had Schindler's List. When's the last time? So, I mean, you've got adults who've never probably seen a movie,
right?
That because that's where you get your History Channel stuff about the real horrors,
right.
Of of, you know, World War II and right. being in a concentration camp. I mean, I know that I went to the Holocaust Museum.
You said concentration
camp.
Yeah, yeah. I had to laugh a little
Please,
bit.
Please, say it for me real quick.
Concentration, but you said consecration.
Yeah.
As if it was being made sacred.
Yeah. It's not. It's horrible. But when I went to the museum, the Holocaust Museum, all you could do is literally walk out there and going and just feel like this happened in quote unquote in a recent time.
Yeah.
And we can never let anything ever happen again like this.
Right.
Ever. That's all you have to say.
Just go to the Holocaust Museum.
And you go like, okay. And yeah. then you get a little older and you're going, wait, the killing fields that happened after the Holocaust? And you're like, oh, we can't ever let that happen again, you know?
Right.
And then you're like, oh, wait a minute. And so I don't know what this woman's views are, Gina mm-hmm. Carano, her political views, but she could be looking at the world going, do we not see where we're heading down? We are literally dividing our country into two spots and mm-hmm. we're trying to hate each other. Mm-hmm. No more hating. Yeah. I love my neighbor. I don't care who you voted for.
Right.
I don't care what you believe, because the truth is we all believe the same thing. We want to go to work. We want to take care of our family. We want to save a little bit for retirement. And we want to live our lives and love who we want to love.
And also, that's too, it. Whatever the Constitution, like, don't we have a right to domestic tranquility?
Oh, thank you.
I want that.
Provide for the common defense.
Yeah.
Promote the general welfare.
Yeah.
Ensure domestic tranquility.
Yes.
The preamble, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what
I
want.
We the people, in order to form yes. a more perfect
yes.
union. Yes, we're trying to form yes. a more perfect union.
Yes.
Establish justice.
Yes.
Ensure domestic tranquility. Yes. It's all right there.
Yeah. I don't see how January 6th was domestic tranquility.
Hell no, it wasn't. Hell no, hell no, hell no. I don't see how censoring Adam Kinzinger for saying that this was nonsense and that our President Trump at the time did not do anything to stop it. He didn't say a damn word.
No.
I don't care what you think of him. He yeah. didn't say, he didn't come up and be a president at that man saying, don't go to the Capitol building.
Right.
Don't break into our Capitol.
Right.
And then I lost a friend over it.
You sure did.
First off, 90% of us, 95% of us out there are going to work, taking care of our kids, taking care of our parents, taking care of our families, taking care of our communities, donating, thinking about tithing, thinking about seeding, thinking about doing charity work. We're doing all that stuff. Most of us are too damn busy to worry about censoring anybody, hashtag no kidding, going to the Capitol building we don't give a shit, because we guess what? We got too much shit going on in our life
right.
to care about.
Right.
So the fact that somebody out there anywhere else thinks that that's who we really are, mm-hmm. that pisses me off.
Right.
Because most of us are too damn busy in living
right.
and caring for people and so forth.
Right.
So there, I'm done.
Wow, girl.
Let's Whoa. Talk about Armie Hammer now.
Ooh.
Can we talk about Gina Carano? I'm sorry, kiddo. I get what you're going. You probably shouldn't have mentioned. You could have said it differently.
Yeah.
But I get you. Stop yeah. hating your neighbors, people.
Yeah.
Unless they want to eat toast and brand you. I think there's a, you know. Can you we know talk what? About this, please?
Yeah. Can we talk about Cheetos, Fritos, Doritos?
You know what? I'm a fan of Chopped Chef or Top Chef. Okay.
Or Chop Chef.
Yeah. One of those. That's the Campbell thing. And I remember Padma. Is that her name?
Yes. Padma Lakshmi.
She literally said one time, she goes, yeah, this is good. But I'm telling you right now, you chop off my toe and you fry that in batter, it's going to taste good also. And I'm like, yeah, anything fried tastes good.
Yes.
And and I'm sure at that moment, Armie Hammer had a little bit of a Woody. If he watched that show, he's like, did she just say I could top off her toe and put it in a fryer and eat it?
Tell us about Armie Hammer.
I'm going to tell you about Armie Hammer because
you know all about it.
I know a little bit about it. I have the text too, and it's interesting. Okay, so we've been hearing a little bit of seeding about Armie Hammer,
right.
And I like, what did Armie Hammer do?
Right,
I gotta know.
What could he possibly have done?
Yes, and so
we just hear things here and there,
and he's been quote unquote canceled everywhere.
Mm.
You know, people are dropping him like flies. Like, we can't have a Campbell in here. And so
you just told everybody
that you can't have a cannibal in here.
Yeah, because you didn't talk about cannibalism yet.
Oh, he's okay.
So Army Hammer cannibal.
No, he alleged. Also, basically what we're saying is this. Now, I know more about this because
you've done a deeper dive.
A deeper dive, so someone asked Dan Savage what he thought about Army Hammer's
diving into
his being cancel culture and like and his kink.
His kink.
Because
his eating kink.
Yes. And so here is our perspective as two middle-aged women, mother, daughter, middle of the country.
Vanilla
extreme. I got vanilla beans in my vanilla vanilla.
We're a vanilla extract for some.
Yeah. So, and it was interesting. He goes, I have a hard time with this, but he goes, I talked to somebody previously.
You're talking about Dan Savage.
Yeah, this is Dan Savage saying this. He goes, I talked to somebody previously about his kink of fantasizing about cannibalism, mm-hmm. like chopping off a toe and eating your mm-hmm. eating your heart out, you know, mm-hmm. all those things. Mm-hmm. And
he said, I had a serious talk with
him. I want to know where you got your kink from. Like, and he said, when he was younger, he grew up and he saw some real crappy films about being boiled alive
and it was all jungle films.
Yeah, real weird.
In the 40s and 50s.
Yeah, and he said somehow those images got connected with his
genitals.
Yes, exactly. Hormone, I don't know. And that's how his brain got wired sexually. Mm-hmm. Very weird.
Like he would see like in the old jungle movies, like they take the white guy and they put him on a spit.
Yes.
And roast him.
Yes. And then he would get a Woody.
Yes.
Okay. And then, and if you saw Saturday Night Live, you would realize that there are men out there that have what they called a softener. They have, yeah. they think of a thought and that thought keeps their Woody down.
Yeah.
Some guys would go, a white guy on a spit being turned around. That's a softener for me. And some guys go, oh, why? Okay.
They go, what's your softener?
Yes. Do you have a softener, Mom?
I should. I will by the end of the show.
Thank you. Yeah. I have a softener.
What's yours?
I really hate the smell. No, I can't say it. I'm not going to go there. I hate the smell of something that's really softening.
Buffett.
No, I'm not going to.
Okay.
Okay, because it's just...
And that's just so bad.
It's just so bad. Yeah. Well, no, because it...
Well, what Dan Savage was talking about yesterday really softened me.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
What was he talking about?
He was talking about this girl was... They are two lesbians, and she felt bad because they were making love in her
okay,
a girl.
Let's not go... Yeah, okay, got it.
Okay.
Not going to do that.
All right.
Yeah, you were going, oh, please, this is too much information.
I did almost lose it.
Yeah, you did.
My little vomit bag.
Yeah, we don't need to do that for people. Okay.
No.
So anyway, and he was saying, and Dan Savage, who is a sex columnist and a sex podcaster, he really believes that you cannot choose your kink.
Right.
And once you have it, you can't get rid of it.
Right.
And so therefore, you shouldn't be shamed about it.
Right.
So the thought should not be shamed, but how you act it out in real life, if you're not being respectful and responsible, mm-hmm. then you can be morally shamed.
Right.
You know, it's like, and so I'm like, okay, good. That's cool. So I understand. So I was reading some of his texts because I found them, and I will share that with the audience right now.
You're going to read some Army Hammer texts.
Yes. Okay. Now, he supposedly, okay, you know, he goes, let me find the right ones. Okay. Here's what he wrote. I feel like the same way you are on one side of the slave spectrum. I'm on the other side of the master spectrum. I can't ever imagine another slave. So he's talking to somebody else who wants to be a slave.
Right.
This is their, so far.
So far, it's all good.
To me, it's all good.
Me too.
I don't even want one, another slave. I would never feel as strongly, too drunk and honest. And then he goes, but I guess at this point he has already had another slave. So he's kind of lying to her.
He's like saying, I only want one slave.
Yeah.
But he's already got another slave.
Yeah. So already. And so hey, doofus, if I'm getting this correctly, you don't want to do that to a woman no matter what. Don't lie to her.
Right.
You know?
Number one, you lied.
Yeah. One, you lied. And now she's going to blow it up on your face. Mm-hmm. So he allegedly wrote, allegedly, totally raw, still warm. Oh, I like to eat your heart out. Totally warm. I eat your heart. If it wasn't stuck without you after, like, I really want to eat your heart, but then you'd be dead. And that would make me feel bad. That's what he's saying. So I don't want to do this. So far I'm not seeing anything really crazy here.
No.
I've
experienced more on Pogo.
Scrabble. You have. Yeah. You are mine. I am yours. No matter what happens, what we've tested that to the extremes. Your master, I'm not, you know, all these, I decide when you eat, when you sleep, when you use the bathroom, everything. And then the girl goes, promise, promise. So they're having this relationship.
Right.
You don't get to think about anything except doing what I say. So they're having this kink relationship. Right. And at this moment, I'm not saying it hasn't happened, but from I'm not saying I did a deep dive. I did a shallow dive into this. Mm-hmm. And at this moment, I'm not seeing anything that would suggest that he is breaking boundaries.
Right.
You know, so I don't care about this.
No.
I don't know why it has to be canceled.
What point do we start caring?
Well, I don't even know. Then supposedly,
yeah,
he broke boundaries by not having a safe word. And like...
this is why he got outed?
Yes, and this is, I don't really know.
Did the two slaves meet?
The two slaves meet. They got mad and he got outed. That's honestly, to think that people who play, who are kinky,
right,
have any real higher or thicker skin to being duped,
right,
or dumped on,
right,
or cheated on,
right,
you're stupid, Army Hammer.
Right.
You're still dealing with women.
Right.
And women don't like to be fucked with, you right. know? You know, I'll be someone's slave. They take care of me. And if I find they got another slave on the side and that they got the gold necklace and they got the better path, I'm like, oh no, you didn't. I didn't do all this slave work so I can do that.
Can I tell you something?
And also, I feel weird even saying the word slave. It makes me feel gross now. I am just grossed
out.
So
I'm reminded, okay?
I may have to take that out there.
I told you, you know, I was watching the Christian channel last night.
Yes.
And so I'm reminded that Abraham had the ability, because God blessed Abraham,
yes,
with huge amount of wealth. In fact, kings would say, get out of my area because you make me look small. My kingdom. So Abraham had a son, uh-huh, and Isaac. And when Abraham died, the blessing transferred to Isaac.
Oh.
So Isaac had two sons by this woman named Rebecca. They were twins.
Mm.
And they were Esau and Jacob.
Mm.
And Jacob was closer to the father, and he was like he was an archer and an outdoorsman and very, very masculine. And Esau was Rebecca's favorite, and he was more, you know, like wore glasses and
mama's boy.
But so when Isaac got very old and his eyes got dim, and he said, "I am ready to transfer my blessing to my son, Jacob," who was his favorite. And he said his eyes were dim. Rebecca said, "Hey, why don't you dress up like Jacob? Go in, say you're Jacob,
uh-huh,
and get the blessing."
Oh, interesting.
So he had to, first he had to kill an animal and put the skin of the animal.
This is all Old Testament stuff, right?
On his arms and
yeah,
back.
Yeah.
So that he would feel like Jacob.
Oh.
So the father goes, "Oh, you smell like Esau, but oh wait, you feel like Jacob. I will transfer my blessing to you." He gets the blessing. 2 minutes later, Jacob walks in and goes, "What's going on here?" And Rebecca and Esau go, "Too late. I got the blessing already." And then Jacob was really mad and angry.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of what you're saying with the two slave girls.
Yeah.
if you could have shared the blessing.
Yes.
It would have been okay. Or if each one could have gotten their own blessing.
Like, yeah. Because I believe that God is bigger than all of this. And what, Jake, he couldn't give his blessing to both his sons?
Nope.
Nope, that's not how it works.
That's not how it works.
Not in the Old Testament. Thank God we're past the Old Testament.
That's right.
think I'm in the age of the Holy Spirit.
But what I'm saying is the master, all he had to do was say,
all I had to do.
Both you slaves have my blessing.
Yep, you're equal in my eyes.
You're going to both get the gold necklaces.
Yep.
I love you both.
I love you both.
Done.
That's all he had to do.
That's all he had to do. See, was never was inform them.
Exactly. See, that's the thing. I always have a problem with Dan Savage because he talks about kink world and, you know, and
yeah.
and these kinks, and they're pretty extreme. And you would go to these dungeons and, you know, you have safe words. It all comes across like no one breaks boundaries and all that mm-hmm. stuff. But the truth is, human beings are just human beings.
Right.
And I'm guessing.
I know, Joe, you think people are so great. But I want to tell you, all you got to do is play Pogo, a Scrabble.
I have played. I've seen it.
People are not like that.
No.
You know?
The 10% rule or whatever the a-hole
yeah.
rule is.
Yeah.
And so there are a-hole rules. I mean, there are a-holes that are going into these dungeons and messing with people.
What I thought was cool with Dan, I did not know this, but Dan was talking about like going into like orgies and dungeons
yeah.
and stuff and participating and all that.
Yeah.
But he said that they had that everyone has a cooling down room.
Of course.
I thought that is so awesome.
Yes.
You just would like go, you know, because you know like Elliot after he Fs yeah. our pillows.
Yeah.
He goes into that state where he just like
refracting period.
He just crashes.
Yeah.
Crashes and burns.
The refracting period.
And
yeah.
there's a room for that.
There is. I love that. That's awesome.
Isn't that sweet?
That's great. Yeah. That's great.
And I'm happy about that.
Yeah. I'm happy about that too. And I agree. You personally could use a cooling room. We had a couple of incidences this week where your reaction was very, what's the word I should say? Scary. But I got small and in my cocoon.
Is that when you broke my sunglasses?
Yeah, no. It was maybe that subconsciously I broke your sunglasses. But when I broke your sunglasses, because I went to the eye doctor and I had my eyes dilated and it's sunny and it's snow. And I didn't have my glasses, and so I had their fake ones on, and I needed some more. And driving home, probably not wise, but I did anyway. It's okay.
You're so brave.
Yeah. I grabbed mom's sunglasses and I wore them, and then I took them off, and these are her favorite sunglasses. And the arm fell off the sunglasses. And this huge wave of frantic thoughts, and like, I couldn't breathe. My heart was pounding out of my chest. And I'm like, oh my God, I just broke my mom's favorite sunglasses. Oh my God, she's going to fucking kill me. Oh my God, is there a way I can put these back without her knowing that I did it? And if she thinks she did it, it would be less dramatic, possibly. And then all these things come in my head. And then finally I realize you're going to just have to come clean.
Yeah.
You're just going to have to come clean. And because really, honesty is always the best policy.
Yes.
And then I
said
waited.
Said the master to the slave.
Yes. I waited several hours.
You did.
We had a good morning. We had a good afternoon.
You brought me a donut.
I did. And then I said, and then before we got into the car, I said, by the way, something really bad happened today. Yeah. It's not life threatening, but it's bad news. And I want to tell you. And you're like, what is it? I go, I broke your sunglasses, but I think we can get them fixed. He's like, and then you said to me, oh, okay. You were quiet. You were silent. And I said, you got it. You were like silent. And I'm like, oh, okay, good. And then we went into the car because I told you right before we had to go in the car.
Right.
And you put on your Ray-Bans. And you're like, oh, I like my Ray-Bans better, I think. I should get I should buy some Ray-Bans. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, everything's going good. And I said, oh, Mom, you just can't imagine the horrors I have been experiencing all day long till this moment.
My first thought was, oh, I can buy a pair of new sunglasses.
Yes. That was your first thought. And I thought, oh, you know what? That's good. Yeah. That's my mom because, you know, making lemonade out of lemons.
But you know what, though? Shopko. I'm going to put a good word in for them.
Oh, good.
You went up there and you took your mom's favorite sunglasses and they fixed them for us.
Awesome. Good for Shopko. Thank you, Shopko. Hey, Griffin, how was the show?
Oh, it was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great.